Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for March the 7th, 2015. Today is Saturday in the second week of Lent. The Daily Office continues its trek through the Gospel according to John, and we're in the 7th chapter, verses 1 through 13. And John is continuing the saga of Jesus' conflict with the religious leadership. Now, the shorthand that John uses is this phrase, the Jews. It's important as we read John's Gospel that when you see that phrase, when we see that phrase, the Jews, it's important for us to remember exactly who it is that the writer is speaking about. He is specifically referencing the religious leadership centered at the temple in Jerusalem in Judea, the southern part of what once was the kingdom of Israel. This is important for us to keep in mind because otherwise we might begin to think that Jesus and his followers are at odds with all Jews. And they couldn't have been at odds with all Jews because they were Jews. It's simply important for us to keep that in our consciousness as we read the gospel. As my New Testament professor reminded us in Introduction to New Testament, there was not one monolithic Judaism in the time of Jesus. But there were various strands of Judaisms, various strands of understanding of what it meant to be a Jew. And we see some evidence of that in the New Testament. There were the Sadducees, the Pharisees, the Zealots, the Essenes. There were all sorts and types of strands of Judaism. Jesus certainly represented a more rural and populist version of Judaism, and he drew from the prophetic tradition. But he was, until the day he died, a Jew. Jesus, contrary to what some of Christianity has done through the centuries, Jesus was not a Christian. Christianity did not start until after those Jews who claimed Jesus to be risen from the dead and Jesus to be the Messiah, until those Jews were expelled from their synagogues and until Gentiles began to receive the message of the resurrected Jesus, there wasn't such a thing as Christianity. Anyway, that's historic background because I just think it's important as we continue to go through John's Gospel to remember who it is that John is speaking about when he uses the phrase, the Jews. At any rate, in today's passage, it's clear that the religious leadership is after Jesus. There's this notion that they are seeking already early on in his ministry to silence him. And to the point that he is struggling a little bit about whether or not to be present in a public place. And that's what today's passage is about. And there was a particular couple of verses. There were a couple of verses that just really stood out to me in today's reading. The religious leaders were looking for him at the festival and saying, "Where is he?" And there was considerable complaining about him among the crowds. While some were saying, "He is a good man," others were saying, "No, he is deceiving the crowd." Yet no one would speak openly about him for fear of the religious leaders. They were complaining about him. I think it's important for us to remember that. I think that says something that we, and particularly the mainline church, can forget. We are so busy making Jesus into our own image. we sort of make him into this persona who is all love and goodness, and certainly he was, but we also make him into this persona that's kind of milquetoast. Of course, everyone loved him. Of course, everyone was drawn to him. And who wouldn't be, because he was meek and mild and kind? It's a Sunday school vision of Jesus that flattens his ministry, that flattens him, that mythologizes him in a way that the Gospels simply don't do. John is clear. The message that Jesus was bringing was a message that brought complaint and conflict. The jury, no pun intended, even at this early stage in Jesus' ministry, was out on him. Some said, he's a good person. And other people said, he is deceiving the crowd. The popular opinion was split, and yet neither side would speak of him because they were afraid of the religious leaders and what the religious leaders would do. I think that today's lesson gives us some pause. Anybody complaining about Jesus these days? Anybody complaining about those of us who claim to be his followers? I'm particularly aware that as mainline Christians, we can be sort of passive. We can be sort of staid. And if we aren't careful, we can mellow down and tamp down Jesus' message to the point that there's actually nothing controversial about it at all. And when we do that, I would suggest that we have lost the power of the gospel to move us to action, to move us to conviction, to move us to do the works of the one who sent us. If the work of Jesus in his day brought complaints, why should we in the church think we can be complaint-free? And it makes me wonder, if no one is complaining about our communities of faith, then maybe we are not about the work of Jesus. If people aren't saying, they're too involved in this and they shouldn't be involved in that, if people aren't split in their opinion about what the church is in a community, then maybe we aren't really following Jesus. Food for thought, anyway, on this Saturday afternoon in early March. We're 2 weeks and some days into Lent. What is the impact of Jesus on our life? On our life as individuals, and on our life as a local congregation or a denomination or as a movement? Are we out and about following Jesus to the point that we're raising a few complaints? Let us pray. Grant, most merciful Lord, to your faithful people pardon and peace, that they may be cleansed from all their sins and serve you with a quiet mind. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.